A fight in Porirua, during which a man was stabbed and killed, has been described as a pack attack, vicious and sudden. Honepawa died at the scene in May last year, and Napaki Grip is on trial for murder in the High Court at Wellington. Jonathan Mitchell was there.
On the afternoon of May the 9th last year, Napaki Grip and his cousin were in Porirua in a car parked up after getting takeaways. Honepawa and a handful of others were in the same area and had been drinking. Mr. Grip's lawyer, Mike Antonovic, told the court on day one of the trial today his client and cousin were targeted by the group.
This was a pack attack, the defence says. The defendant and his cousin were clearly outnumbered. Napaki Grip, members of the jury, did absolutely nothing to provoke what happened.
He said Mr. Power was taller and heavier than Mr. Grip, who had no other option but to act defensively.
Napaki Grip didn't have the leisure to sit and ponder what his response might be. He didn't have time on his side. These things just unfolded, as I've said, suddenly, out of the blue and viciously.
However, the Crown disputes the theory of self-defence. Crown lawyer Andrew Britton told the court Mr. Grip was heard saying, "Do you want to get stabbed twice?" after pulling a knife from the car. He says Honepawa was struck six times.
The Crown says that the defendant, with a knife in his hand, says to Honepawa words to the effect of, "Do you want to get stabbed? Do you want to get stabbed?" And what follows, the Crown says the defendant stabs Honepawa six times.
He described where Mr. Power was stabbed.
One of the six stab wounds went through the left side of his chest, his heart, his diaphragm, and into his liver. The issue in this trial is whether or not the defendant's actions were unlawful.
Andrew Britton says Honepawa collapsed in a nearby park and the fight was interrupted by an off-duty officer. A paramedic told the jury of eight women and four men he saw a trail of blood and attempted to save Mr. Pawa. He described a number of hysterical onlookers as other paramedics were called in to help. More than 40 witnesses are expected to give evidence. Many have asked not to be recorded or photographed by media in court. Mike Antonovic told the jury during his brief opening remarks to keep an open mind over the course of the trial, which could last up to 3 weeks. For Checkpoint, court Jonathan Mitchell, Aho.